17 kilometers away, in the sort of tiny, tidy apartment suited to a budget-conscious security lieutenant, Javon Thule stretched out on his own sofa, one far less expensive than the imperial head of state's, and luxuriated in his day off. Better still, the news holocast showed citizens rallying, gathered in plazas, on elevated pedways, on rooftops, all within sight of the Senate building, protesting Chief Dalla and her vengeful responses to freedom and anti-slavery movements. And Javon did not have to work those potential security nightmares today. He didn't even have to listen to the holocast narrating their movements, showing their placards, offering sound bites from their spokespeople. Other things were going well, too. The young woman he'd met the other day was a looker, and showing definite signs of interest. Javon was receiving glowing fitness reports from his superiors, and anticipated doing well when he tested for captain. He didn't feel quite so confident a moment later, when his front door shot up, and four military police and naval blues ran in, leveling blaster rifles at him. He raised his hands, inadvertently spilling his drink all over the carpet.
The hell?
The fifth person through his door, his ruined door, for he could now see a curl of smoke rising from its security keypad, was a tall being in a naval captain's blues, his skin faintly green, his long black hair gathered in a topknot. Faline, Javon thought. The Faline moved to stand over him.
Lieutenant Javon Thules?
You know I am. Can I sit up?
You're under arrest.
Can I sit up anyway?
The Faline paused as if nonplussed by Javon's casual reply.
Don't you want to know why?
You're just the kind of clown who feels rewarded seeing people's expressions when you choose to tell them why. We have them like you in GA security, too. Can I sit up?
The charge is conspiracy to commit murder.
The sentence for which is not being able to sit up?
The Faline appeared to swell, and his color went from a faint green to a ruddy red. He held a datapad beside Javon's face.
Do you know this woman?
Javon looked at the screen. It was a shot taken from a ceiling-mounted holocam of himself talking with Sela Dorn almost the minute he'd met her, just before the fire retardant foam had descended on both of them. He glanced back up at the Faline.
Do you know who my lawyer is?
No.
Neither do I, but I bet he's going to tell me not to talk to you until I've talked to him first. What do you bet?
Yes, sit up.
Can I get dressed?